John Evelyn, 11th of June, 1652. The weather being hot, and having sent my man on before, I rode negligently under favour of the shade, till within 3 miles of Bromley, at a place called Procession Oak. Two cutthroats started out, and striking with long staves at the horse, and taking hold of the reins, threw me down, took my sword, and haled me into a deep thicket, some quarter of a mile from the highway. What they got of money was not considerable, but they took two rings, the one an emerald with diamonds, the other an onyx, and a pair of buckles set with rubies and diamonds, which were of value, and after all, bound my hands behind me and my feet. I begged for my onyx, and told them it being engraven with my arms would betray them. But nothing prevailed. My horse's bridle they slipped, and searched the saddle, which they pulled off, but let the horse graze, and thus left me bound. My horse was perhaps not taken, because he was marked and cropped on both ears, and well known on that road. After near 2 hours attempting, I got my hands to turn palm to palm, and then it was long before I could slip the cord over my wrists to my thumb, which at last I did, and then soon unbound my feet, and saddling my horse and roaming a while about, I at last perceived dust arise, and soon after heard the rattling of a cart towards which I made, and by the help of two countrymen, I got back into the highway.
The Illustrated London News, June the 13th, 1842. On Monday, June the 13th, the Queen and Prince Albert, for the first time, returned from their sojourn at Windsor Castle by way of the Great Western Railway. Preparations on an extensive scale were ordered for the transit of the royal pair from Slough to the Paddington terminus, which were carried out with the greatest secrecy.